Christians from around the world have flocked to the Palestinian city of Bethlehem to celebrate Christmas. However, Israeli forces only allowed a few hundred Palestinian Christians from Gaza to enter the city to attend the traditional midnight mass in Bethlehem's Nativity Church. The Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has warned against renewed Israeli aggression against the besieged Gaza Strip. A Hamas statement says that Tel Aviv is guilty of grave escalation and is playing with fire. The statement was issued after the latest Israeli assault on Gaza left a Palestinian dead. New protests have erupted in the U.S. state of Missouri after police officers shot dead another black teenager. Police claimed that he had pulled a gun. The teenager was killed near the scene of the killing of Michael Brown, which sparked nationwide protests. A new round of peace talks between Ukraine and pro-Russian militias has begun in Belarus. The negotiations are aimed at ensuring a stable ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, where the fighting has claimed thousands of lives. The previous talks in September produced a shaky ceasefire. Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has said that a final deal to resolve disputes over Iran's nuclear program is now within reach. Zarif says Iran favors an agreement that would benefit all, rather than one that serves the interests of a few pressure groups. Unemployment in France has hit a new record as the country is grappling with a recession. The jobless rate rose by 5.8% from the previous year. Now about 3.5 million people are searching for jobs in the Eurozone's second largest economy. Jordan has confirmed that the ISIL militants shot down one of its fighter jets in Syria and captured the pilot. This is the first U.S.-led coalition warplane to be lost in an ISIL stronghold since the airstrikes began in September. The plane was downed by anti-aircraft missiles near Raqqa. The human rights groups have asked the UN chief in a letter to stop the regime in Saudi Arabia from abusing and discriminating against anti-regime protesters. This comes 4 days after Saudi forces killed several people in the Shia-majority town of Al Umayyah in the eastern province.